Hi, everybody. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And today is Monday. If you're on an archive, it's Monday for us. You could be anything. So the date today is November 9th, 2015. And the healings will work on the archive. Some people wonder, I don't know if I want to hear an archive or not, you know. And then all of a sudden they realize that it's, you know, still the same as us being live. So I kind of indicate that. If you are in an archive, the healings will work three times for you. So, if you happen to just to close your eyes and select a particular show, and this one comes up, we have lots of them on BBS, and everything works live for you. So here we go. Let's clear the date. And this will also clear the date that you are, if you're on an archive. You know, maybe you're listening in March of, 2016 or something, and you happen to pick this day just because that's what you thought you wanted to pick. So the clearings will work, and now you just have to change the date to your date. Here we go. So changing and getting rid of this date here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. What you might even do, just for the heck of it, if you're on an archive, we can clear your date that you are, and then kind of move the, go back, a minute, we'll say, and then from there clear... clear the current date the program's on, and then do it over again, and then clear your date of where you are. That way you get two dates cleared, and you can see if they kind of intersect with each other. Kind of another way of looking at it, because maybe you just happen to select this date because maybe this is the day that stuff happened for you. You know how that stuff is. We don't like to get a lot of stuff. So anyway... Let's clear away your emotional situations, traumas, or whatever. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, maybe you have to think of something, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Energize those light beams, bringing you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see how everybody's doing. Are you out there, Elizabeth? That's our co-host today.
Yes, hi everybody, and welcome. Thank you again for joining us on this Monday, November 9th. As Ron stated, this is the Healing Highway. And Ron does this show every Monday. It's a great chance for you to write in via our fast chat feedback form and ask any questions or have any comments you might have about the healings, all of which can be found at Ron's home site, creationlightship.com. And that is also your portal and access to all of the healings that Ron offers, and you can do them 24/7 via the computer. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We just got off of a great weekend. Hope everybody is feeling nice and peaceful and present here after Ron brought in the light beings and also did our clearings for our issues. So that's great, Ron, and hopefully everyone is here in the now. I guess we should just start off with some questions here. And the first question has to do with the Mind Matrix bundle. And a listener was asking, what is inside this bundle? And Ron, if you want, I can talk about the clearings that are bundled in there, and then if you want to expand on that.
Sure, yeah, that sounds great. Uh-huh. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, so the ones that are included for the bundle for 1 month are the Mind Matrix Barcode Removal, the Cellular Mental Clearing, for a present lifetime, the orb clearing for a present lifetime, and also eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites.
Okay. Boy, which one do you want to cover first?
Maybe we should start with this cellular mental clearing and talk a little bit about that and how that works.
Okay. I figure maybe somebody had some of the clearings. Maybe they never had one or knew of one. So similar mental, that's
uh-huh.
how the energy in your cells connect to your mind. So let's, okay, in the movie Avatar, remember you have that kind of that tree of life that has stuff bouncing around that would go onto people's skins, we'll say, or those, you know, people in the movie anyway. Not that they were people, but, and so it's sort of like these energies get connected to your cellular memory, and the darkness now figures out how it can work with you. And all of a sudden, it connects to the mind energy, which is their massive program, the mind matrix, and that's collective consciousness. And then it can bring you in now, coming back to you, you know, your fears, hopes, and dreams, and all that stuff. And normally, it's something that happened to you in the past that you really don't want to revisit, but they kind of put your nose in it, you know? So that's sort of what that's about. That's a cellular mantra. I'll do a sample of that one for you. So it could be one of your dreams that you had. Normally, you got to get a situation happening, but it could be anything. So let's just go outside of the box here. Look at one of your, something that hasn't reoccurred in your life. Maybe if you go back, you go, yeah, this thing happened to me 2 months ago. And, you know, I think I've been there, done that, but we might be able to nip it in the bud to make sure that it's buried completely instead of having it still kind of limping along inside of you waiting to come out again. But think of something that happened maybe a couple months ago. And this, remember, it has to be something that you haven't had occur. We'll just see if your body relaxes. That's what I'm trying to do here. So here we go. Think of that situation. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. If you haven't thought of anything, there's always that time, maybe when you had your car in a parking lot, maybe it's a new car or your regular car or whatever, and you come up to your cart, you know, with your shopping cart or whatever, you notice that somebody, you know, door hit the side of your car, now you got a ding in it, and maybe the paint's off on it or something. And so now, each time you look at your car, that kind of gets you irritated because somebody just really didn't care when they opened the car door to hold on to it. So that could be something that could bother you each time you walk into your car and you saw it. So let's release that. That's probably happened to most people. And here we go. Releasing that energy. So this would be one of those things like the cellular mantle, because right away now it's like it's probably lighting up on you. Like the switchboard, you know? So let's release that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, wow. So, Ron, if I'm understanding this correctly, would the cellular mental clearing help you kind of like if you are... you keep repeating a scenario in your head or you keep thinking about an emotional situation and maybe you've done the recurring, it's not really an event, it's just more of like an emotional state that you keep finding yourself getting into where you're talking to yourself or you're talking yourself into something or out of something. So would you think that would help with a situation like that for somebody?
Yes, it could, because you're dealing with your cellular memory.
Mm-hmm.
And your cellular memory is what stores that data. So you kind of look at it a little differently, thinking how a computer works. But let's just, in a sense, say that each one of your cells is like one of those USB sticks and has data on it. It's attached to you. And, you know, it's fine until you actually, you know, connect it into your computer or, you know, you find what port it's in and you click on it. Then all of a sudden, what's stored in that area now comes out. So you can kind of just maybe think of it that way. So, you know, it's another clearing that you can do to help yourself. So back to you.
Okay. Very cool. And so the next clearing that's in that package is the orb clearing. So I don't know if you want to do a sample of that or talk a little bit about what that does.
Yeah,
what
the orbs are what stick to you. Remember, the orbs kind of indicate what your problems are. Mm-hmm. And it works with that jellyfish energy that sits on the top of your head and your crown chakra with those tentacles going in. So not to make it sound too gross, that's sort of what it's about. And so let's release one of the orbs. I think the orbs are different colors. Do you have a color preference?
How about blue?
Blue. Okay, here we go. Blue energies from the orb. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, dear. Okie dokie. So, back to you.
Okay, so orb clearing. I feel like that one is particularly important around the holidays. I don't know why. It just seems like we deal a lot more with orbs and orb shapes during those times. So that seems like a really useful clearing to have. And as we're talking about what comes with the Mind Matrix bundle, it is a whole lifetime clearing. So if you get that bundle, you'll get your whole lifetime orb clearing, which I think would be very helpful. And just as an aside, if anybody out there has done the Mind Matrix bundle or has done any of these clearings individually and would like to write in with a testimonial or tell us how you felt before and after doing them, that would be great. So you can do that via the BBS Radio homepage links. Our homepage is bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings, and there's a chat link there, as well as on top of Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. There's a link at the top that says listen live and chat with us, and you can access our chat room there. So that would be great, because it's always helpful, I think, to hear about how people were using the clearings and maybe what they were using them for, what kind of situations they were facing in their lives emotionally at the time they felt they needed to do a clearing. Okay, Ron, so the next clearing in that package is the Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites.
Yeah, that, there's a lot of stuff there. So,
and that's one we talk about a lot.
Yeah, what do you think we should do on that one?
Well, let's see. Maybe we could do maybe a sample parasite removal for everybody.
Okay. So, a sample. Okay, here we go. So, again, think of a situation. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And then the other one that we didn't talk about is the Mind Matrix barcode removal.
Okay, so that's sort of how they connect you. So here we go, into the Mind Matrix, touch of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how you feel as we do this one here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See how that works, everybody.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And hopefully that kind of answers the question and gives that listener a little more insight into the package. It's a great, really wonderful, cohesive healing package. And once again, we are talking about the Mind Matrix Bundle. And you can find that by just searching Mind Matrix on the search box on Ron's website. And that is right under the list of all the healings. You can just type in Matrix and hit go, and it'll bring you right to all of the healings associated with that clearing. So the next question is kind of interesting, Ron. It has to do with a pet's emotional body. And this listener writes, I am yawning with turning off my pet's emotional body. However, I did not yawn with turning off my emotional body. I have done the lifetime emotional body clearing and stay current with it. I have also run this clearing on my pets as well. So I guess they're wondering, why would they be yawning if they're supposedly turning off their pet's emotional body? Maybe they're connected somehow.
Yeah, I'd say so. Probably a quarter to that energy. So, yeah, probably energetic cording.
Or I know sometimes maybe, they said they had been running the emotional healing on their pets, but I know sometimes pets can absorb a lot of our energy.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering maybe they just need to get on the cording call. And I think that's tomorrow, actually. It's a weekly call, and they could be uncorded from their pet.
Yeah, we can. I'll do a cording here for pets.
Okay, great.
So if you happen to, maybe your pet has an owie or something, and you have a situation. So let's release that here. Since you're courting your pet, because, you know, the pet, as you look at it, maybe has a scratch or something or whatever, and you keep thinking about it. So let's release that. So here we go. One. Right. Yeah. And this could also work, if you have a spouse or family member, we'll say, okay? If you're courting them and they got an owie or something and, you keep thinking about it. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay, and I'm just wondering if maybe that would work with, like, maybe pets that you are feeding that aren't necessarily your pets, but animals that are, like, hanging around your house.
Yeah, it could, yes,
Okay, all right, great. Okay, Ron, that's good to know, and also to kind of make the distinction between cordings and emotional healings and how they're different and how, if one isn't working, you might need to try another approach. There's lots of different ways you can approach the healings, and it's always helpful to get the listener and other testimonials in the feedback. Okay, so somebody else is asking a question about English. So they're wondering, is it a good idea to get off the you-know timeline or the more-better timeline, which is improper English? So I guess if they've been using these phrases, is it a good idea to get off of these timelines?
Well, you want to be in peace. So whatever timeline you get on, it could bring the opposite to you, when you're on that timeline. So let's just say that you would like to have something in your life, so you're on that timeline to have it come to you. And maybe the other timeline that's there that you don't know about, that will be activated after you have your your windfall, whatever that would be, your candy bar or something. Then the other one is that if you have it stolen from you, but you don't know about that. You need to own it. So I guess if you have a candy bar, if you eat it, then you owned it, and they can't take it away. So you want to own your reality. Otherwise, the law of cause and effect is going to come to you and say, oh, you're out of balance. You got this here because you want it or you got it. And, you know, that's sort of how that works. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. So hopefully that helps out that listener. And I did get a brief testimonial from someone who is new, and they said, hi, Ron, been doing the weekly healing calls for a week now, and I'm feeling great, peaceful and more comfortable in my space. Also, I've been clearing out a lot of debris and clutter, been making more room, and in general, just feeling really well. Thanks so much for offering these weekly calls, and I encourage everybody to try to get on them if they can.
That's nice, yeah. Plus, it makes you real with that situation, too. So on each of the calls, we do the countdown to see where you are, and we connect you more fully to yourself. We bring your real you in, so...
Yeah, I remember we had talked about that on last Monday's show about being real. And I guess if you are real during the duration of the broadcast, you start noticing and sort of getting present to your current situation in a way that's very helpful and profound. So by coming on the calls every week, that would be more opportunities for you to be in source energy and to experience that.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, so the next question has to do with something disturbing that someone saw on the internet. And they're wondering what clearing can they do for this.
It would probably be on the internet. It would be the media clearing. That would probably work great. So I'll just use the media clearing for that.
Does it matter the subject of the photograph, just whatever it was, put it in the media clearing?
Yeah, just put it in, and that's all that you need, yeah.
Okay. And
from there, you may want to look at cordings, too. If you want to do energetic cordings. So, let's see, what would be an awful thing? I guess probably the most awful thing would be to see somebody beheaded.
This was specifically a dead person.
Okay. So let's say you're looking at somebody who's living, and somebody gets, a sword, and they get beheaded. The person gets beheaded. So what do you see? You see the person there. You're alive, and you probably have a little bit of anxiety, and then all of a sudden their head gets backed off, and it's rolling around on the ground, the body falls over. And so what's your reaction? Many things, you know. Number one, did it happen to you in a past life, which you may not have thought about? But that's one reaction. The next thing is, are you courting and angry with the person that beheaded that other person? Okay, very costly. So right away, you might think, oh, this person is dead, and you're upset and angry because that's what you saw, but are you actually courting the person who did that? So different ways to look at it. So you may want to do that clearing also, as you may have courted that person, not really realizing it, with your anger and everything else. So, it gets to be, interesting as you start looking at things and what is needed. For clearing, because you may have missed one. And typically, you probably wouldn't do an energetic cording clearing only because you may not think it's, needed at all because you got rid of, the issue. Well, the issue of cording still could be with you. So back to you.
Yeah, and I also think that if you are see, if you notice a pattern where you keep seeing these things, you might also want to run that alien, I forget the official name, alien keyword intercept. Because I guess this is maybe for hearing things in the news, but if you keep running into these certain images that are disturbing to you, even though you're trying to avoid them, that's also something to look at too, right, Ron?
Yes, yeah. So if you're afraid of looking at something, you know, that's only because, you know, you have a judgment there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to probably release that also from you.
Okay. Okay, so once again, that's the media news event trauma removal. And I guess that applies to everything news and media related, including the internet. And then if you do that, and it is valid for 30 days, so if you do that and it needs to go deeper, I guess write back in and let us know what your experience was with that, if it worked for your issue. Okay. So the next question is about asking Ron if you will be doing another body organ restoration call. This listener was just checking in to see if they missed it, but they're just wondering if it happened or not.
Yeah, that'll be in December sometime. I don't see why not. Yeah, I'll probably do something.
Okay.
Probably no more near the end of the month here.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks, Ron. And this question is actually from a while ago, but we never got to it. And this listener, I don't know if they were, oh yeah, this is interesting. We were just talking about this, the alien release clearing.
Oh yeah, you're helping slate aliens?
Yeah, to help the, I guess the YouTube one, Ron?
Yes, yeah, that'd be helping slate aliens, yes.
Yes, okay, so I think this is what they're talking about, but they said at 3 a.m., and this is from the beginning of the month, so they said at 3 a.m. this Sunday morning, the aliens finally stopped harassing me after it had continued for hours. I asked them if they wanted to go back home. This made them stop. I have never felt such peace before. I had the alien release going in the other room for hours due to Halloween. Were they looking for validation? Why didn't they just ask if they were concerned?
Yeah, they probably can't ask. They may not speak your language.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sort of the, I guess, the ins and the outs of it, you know?
Yeah, and that's, I haven't done this yet myself, but I know some of our listeners have, and they've actually taken the, like if they have a smartphone or a tablet, they've taken it to a, like a cafe, or while they're driving, and they've played it, and they have some very interesting responses and reactions to how people change and how it sort of helps the whole energy of the space.
I wonder if that'd be like to bring to a church.
Ooh, I wonder if anyone would want to do that, Ron. That would sure be interesting. I wonder what would happen there.
Yeah. Boy. Anyway, we better get going on that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Let's do a clearing for, let's do a mouth clearing. I do a lot on the 8-hour call, so if you have something going on inside of your mouth, here we go, releasing that energy. We do have our marathon healings this weekend, so here we go, stuff inside of your mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So think of something that's going on inside of your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay. Interesting clearing choice, Ron. Sorry, I was just reading here. I got a question from somebody, and it was kind of a long question. I guess we could just read the whole thing if you want. It's about somebody was responding. Earlier we were talking about the courting from pets, and this person has a baby bird who is not 6 months old. And the only person she sees these days is this owner who has her. No other pets, so she depends on me. When I let her fly around, it's good. She is tame and comes when I call. I want her to know she is safe. So one day I may get a friend or a mate for her. For now, she has me mostly. So does she really court me? I can tell she is in the moment since she is so young, plays and amuses herself, and does not seem to think of me so much. Yesterday, I tried to scold her for biting. I think she was really hurt. She did some behavior that may something herself. I apologize. She is a bird. She seems smarter than some animals. She seems to listen some. She pulled out some of her feathers like she hurt herself. She did that today. I felt so bad. I am a new bird owner. Thanks. In a nutshell, how much does a bird get courted by me and me by her? How do I take off an imprint that may have caused her to harm herself? Very interesting.
Yeah, I would do the emotional clearing on the bird and you. You know, rub one probably for yourself and rub one for the bird.
Yeah, okay, that's probably what you would need to do. And also, I was just thinking, like, in addition to the emotional clearing, maybe
yes, that would be good. And also, remember, you could be projecting what you think.
Yeah, like a guilt or something.
Yeah, so you could be doing a psychic attack on your bird, worrying about what's going on with pulling the feathers out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, think of what energy you're doing to the bird. So anyway, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and also, Ron, you do have a guilt release clearing.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
But I don't know if if you ran an emotional clearing on yourself and the bird, that might just take that energy off.
Uh-huh.
So I would do it.
Do whatever you can think about that you're doing to your poor bird or whatever the animal is, you know. You know, if you feel sad, then you're sending sadness to the bird because you're courting it.
Yeah, and also it may not have anything to do with you, but that's kind of, I guess, what we were talking about earlier with pets. You know, a lot of the times they kind of become our dumping ground for all of our emotions. So they may not even be experiencing any sort of human emotions, but we are projecting that onto them. So that might actually be causing them distress.
Yeah, uh-huh. Good.
Okay. Okay, let's just move on, I guess, then, and hopefully this person will get back to us after they've done the emotional clearing. So someone else wrote in if they are uncomfortable with the releasing enslaved aliens clearing, they may need to release the energies that accumulate on the words. Although the words normally, to me, sound inspirational. So I guess if somebody's having a hard time doing that clearing, they might need to maybe run the, I'm just thinking here, Ron, the alien keyword intercept on the name of the clearing and then run it. I wonder if that would help.
Yeah, I think it would, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's a free clearing, the alien keyword intercept.
Yeah. And you can find that on creationlightship.com on the left side. And that is underneath all of the free healings there, underneath the healing login. It's the second drop-down menu. So you could run that before doing the releasing enslaved aliens and see what happens. See if that helps you maybe run it a little easier.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so someone else said, okay, they were in a cafe and they played the Entrapped Alien release video while in our favorite alien cafe and watched the scenario change after about 10 minutes, a whole new set of people replacing the ones who got up and left, plus noisy, tired kids settling down. And the whole place went from noisy to relatively quiet as I played the video two times while it was sitting face up in my bag. It was great to share that with someone in the Creation Lightship world.
Yeah, that's very good. Very interesting.
Yeah, I would like to hear more of those. I'm going to have to do that myself next time I'm in my favorite alien cafe. somebody else wrote in that while you were doing the mouth clearing, they said, funny, I was just at the dentist this morning.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I wonder if you need to do clearings after you go to the dentist.
Yeah, you may want to, yeah. Yeah, you could have picked up entities.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also you do offer, Ron, the entity call on Friday to remove the entities that you may have picked up during the week. I feel like that's a really good day to do an entity removal because usually, I mean, people are working and they're out and I don't know, Fridays are kind of like a big night to go out, but if you do the entity removal special, you probably won't want to because you won't want to go out and pick up all those Friday night entities. So I guess it's probably better to do that and then stay in. And also, I should mention that we do have, Ron is going to be doing a special Veterans Day show on Wednesday for our Wednesday BBS radio program. And we would like people who are veterans or currently serving to write in with any questions or comments they might have, anything that they would like Ron to cover during that show. It will be Wednesday on this station, BBS Radio Station 1, and it will be at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
So we can get some information from people, questions. That would be great who are veterans out there. So we can have a show packed full of what you may want to have. So it just depends what we get as to how long we'll be doing the veteran clearing. We need to have some response from the people. And we have got responses before, but, you know, we need to get a little more for the coming show here. So we'll see what happens. So back to you.
Wow, that is so great. And that's so cool that you're doing that. There are so many ways that I feel like the clearings could help people who have served. So, you know, there are a lot of emotional issues there. And if you are not familiar with Creation Lightship and you know a veteran or you know somebody who's serving who you'd like to bring on to the call, that would be a great way to do it. Just have them come over and listen to the show while you are there so they can kind of get a sense of the scope of the healing work and what Ron does. And I'm just going to scan here for some current lifetime clearings that might be helpful. I mean, my goodness, there are so many. The fear body clearing, the pain body clearing, self-sabotage clearing, trust clearing. I mean, these are all whole lifetime clearings that would anger body. They would probably be applicable to all, mostly, I would say, any veteran. I find that it's very hard for them to have peace after going through something like being a warrior or fighting. And it's hard to deal with all of those emotions that come up. So that will be, again, Wednesday on this station, BBS Station 1. And it will be at our regular time, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So don't miss that. I will definitely be tuning in. I'm sure myself, as many other listeners, have had family members who have served. And it's a great way to get some new information and hopefully help them out. So, and even I guess you could, I'm not sure, Ron, could you run the clearings on somebody? Like if you know, if you listen to the show and you think, oh, yes, my uncle is a Vietnam veteran, he would really benefit from that. Could you just run it on him as an absentee?
No, it would have to be live or, you know, an archive.
Okay, so the archive would work too.
Now they could do, you know, whole lifetime clearings as an absentee and do those, yes. But as far
right.
as, you know, our radio program, yeah, they need to be live to listen.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, and somebody else is thanking us for sending the audio clip video, and that is also the Aliens Can Escape Earth. So it seems like a lot of people are using this. I'm surprised we haven't gotten more testimonials about the enslaved aliens. And again, if for some reason that is you find that description disturbing, maybe run the Alien Keyword Intercept Disconnection, which is a free healing, before going ahead and running that. Okay. Sorry, Ron, just scanning for questions here.
Okay.
And I don't know, should we do maybe a sample healing for people?
I'll do a sample of the IQ clearing. So you need to pick, we'll pick your birthday, and then you got the birthday date. And you need to figure out what year you want that to happen in. And we'll just see if, you know, you feel a little smarter from that. So it's up to you. Pick a year, and you already know what the date is going to be. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll just see what happens and see how you're feeling.
Okay, wow. Maybe we could also do a sample object cording release for people, Ron. Or I know sometimes you do this where you will make an object in somebody's room real, like a plant or something.
Okay. Yeah, we could do a plant real. So look at your plant. And here we go. One plant, if you have one in front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does for you. So back to you.
Okay, very cool. And I just wanted to also mention that the physical body rejuvenation intensive starts November 14th, which is this Saturday, and it includes the special monthly Saturday session, which is actually November 14th, and then the subsequent Sundays, which are 3 8-hour special healing sessions, are November 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So if you are signed up for our once-a-month email, you will get that. And if not, please sign up, because then you get the wonderful bulletin every month that reminds you to attend the monthly call-in intensive. It's amazing. It goes by very quickly. It hardly even feels like 8 hours. But if you don't have the time to attend it in person, you can attend as a registered absentee, and it's 28 hours of energy healings per month. And that starts on Saturday, November 14th, with the Ascension prep call, and then continues the three subsequent Sundays. And it's a light frequency healing intensive session that also includes the removal of alien parasitic life forms from your physical body. And if you are not on the weekly calls and you'd like to just sort of jump in head first and start getting your creation lightship healings, I'm assuming everybody has already done their whole lifetime emotional clearings, this is a great way to do that. And Ron also does a lot of water charging, as well as skin misting water and all kinds of living light energy. So that is a wonderful way to connect to Source. And people have really said that it is a truly deep, miraculous, and life-changing healing like no other available anywhere else. And someone else wrote in that the energy on the calls is excellent for the immune system. The energy is flowing much better, and a lot of energy out of place in the mid-back and around the mid and lower spine got corrected. So I also feel like that happens on the weekly calls, Ron. Yes. There are a lot of... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that is true, yes.
There's just like a lot of, especially on the cordings, there's a lot of pain energy that gets released there. Okay, so I guess we are actually coming down to the end of the show. And I'm just checking here to see if we have any more questions. There were a few that we didn't get to. Somebody was asking if you could maybe, well, I guess they were listening to the archives and were wondering about the upside-down timelines, but I think if you listen to the September 21st show, that is explains that as well as gives it a kind of a new meaning. So that's the September 21st archive. That's where Ron is talking about the upside down and clearing those upside down timelines. So I guess also, just scanning here, these emails seem to be taking a while to come in.
We could do a clearing, we'll do an oxygen clearing for people.
Okay. That was great, actually.
This will be the bubbly oxygen, so I'll bring that down to you here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there we go, everybody. And I could probably do one more thing. Anything coming up before we end the program here?
No healing requests. I mean, maybe we could just do some peace energy and the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, and call it a night.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So, I guess we'll call it a night here. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.